June 1st to 30th at your Bell Telephotique store. Choose from a variety of the latest cordless phones, all tax-free. And don't forget to ask about our special Vista 350 phone offer.
This isn't a cruel hoax, is it?
No, Dad, it's a phone! A phone!
Make Dad happy. Visit your Bell Telephotique store today.
It's not a tie.
C-I-Q-C.
Welcome to Travel World here on AM 600. Janice Kirshner with, well, that was direct. Yeah. It is another holiday. It's always another holiday here.
Every week is a holiday time here on Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford, and again, this week we have Willem Backus in studio.
Hello.
And a few things going on this week while Willem gains his composure. Just want to let you... all the listeners know, we always talk about every few weeks about New England. That'll be a couple of weeks down the road, but if you're out and about this weekend or next and are looking for information on New England, Mr. New England himself, Manny Witt, who runs the New England Tourism Center, will be having a Vermont information booth this weekend. Today, the 31st, during shopping hours at the Rockland Shopping Center in TMR, and next weekend, from June 5th to 7th, on the metro level of Alexis Neon Plaza. So if you're looking for information on New England before we get around to it on the 14th, I think we're talking about it again here on Travel World, drop by and talk to Manny.
Nice to be back again, Steve, and we had a pretty good game last night over at Karate.
Yes, so we're a bit stiff afterwards. I have to get those bones limbered up.
Well, it was the last karate lesson of the season last night, and nobody thought we'd ever make it this far, eh?
No, people looked at us and said, look at those guys going to karate. I mean, they'll last about a week, but no, we proved them wrong.
Well, I figured we're red belts now, and we're up to our next level. This is Wado style, but I'd really like to thank our instructor, Ron Philpott. I believe it, honestly, it's the instructor that makes all the difference in the world. And Ron, if you're listening, I got to tell you, thanks very, very much. It's so appreciated what you've done for us.
Right, it really was. I mean, Ron made it a great year and created a great atmosphere in the class and created a great learning atmosphere. And just like we like to do here on Travel World, friends sharing travel with friends, Ron is sharing karate with friends. And so if anyone out on the West Island looking to get into the martial arts, he's the man to call.
It's called Bunkai Karate Do, his club, and it's really... That's the way to go. We're going to start up again in September, and I'm going to be there for sure.
And talking about being there, on the line now is Genevieve Bourne from Music Plus, and she's going to be talking to us today on Travel World about some of her favorite places to travel to in Europe. Barcelona to begin with, and later on in our discussion, Berlin. So
yeah.
Good afternoon, Genevieve.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, very good. Very good. So you were telling me that Barcelona was one of your favorite cities that you've traveled to in Europe. Why is that?
Oh, because I found it was so beautiful. It's the kind of city that I would go back to very often. It's I had the feeling that it was like being in Paris, but if Paris would be moving in Florida or California, because you have all those big monuments and amazing old buildings, but you have palm trees, and it's right next to the sea, the Mediterranean Sea. And the lifestyle was very amazing. A lot of people in the streets, a lot of terraces, a lot of music everywhere. It reminded me of Montreal in that way because of the kind of life people live. Very happy, a lot of people outside, a lot of flowers everywhere. It's a very clean city. And because also that there's been Olympics in that city, you know, you have the same feeling that you have in Montreal with big stadiums and big installations and all that. Plus, I discovered an amazing architect when I was there, Gaudi.
Mm-hmm. Antonio Gaudi, right?
Yeah, who was an incredible architect with a lot of fantasy. And so I went to visit. I wanted to see everything that he made in that city. So there's the Sagrada Familia, which is this very big cathedral that is not finished yet, that they might finish one day. But it's a very complex thing. And I went to see all the houses and the apartment buildings that he built it, and also the Parc Güell, which is a big park in the city. And it looks like the way he builds things, he was building things, it was like as if there was a volcano that went over the building, because everything is like as if the rock melted. So it's very it's very interesting.
Right, it comes out. I mean, and you really have to, when you look at that architecture, people either love it or they hate it. Because I know author George Orwell, he said about the Sagrada Familia that it was one of the most hideous buildings in the world. But then people go back and they look at it, and today they appreciate it.
Oh, I think it's absolutely beautiful. And it's I went inside the building. I went totally at the top of the church. And it's so impressive because there's so many details. The man was into details. So every rock, every part of the church has been thought and has been worked on. So that's very, very impressive. So that's definitely a city where I would go back to, because I loved it very much. People were nice, and it's just beautiful.
Right. I mean, and also, you know, we talk about detail on the church, like Gaudi put in biblical scenes. He sculpted them into the walls, surrounded by stone palm leaves and viney branches and fungus-like vegetation. Even one of his buildings, the Casa Mila, it's an apartment block. It took the form of a dragon on top of a melting slab of cheese. So I don't know whether it's like a, you know, dragon cheeseburger. I don't know what he was thinking.
I think Woolworth is going to move in and have the cheeseburger special, eh?
Yeah, so
I wonder how people would perceive him at that time, because it's really incredible. It's really spaced out, you know, and at the same time, some people are used to see Spanish people that have really wild ideas, you know, like Picasso or other artists, you know, that were doing really wild things. So I guess they're open-minded for that kind of architecture or that kind of art, you know.
Right.
But it's really out of this world.
Out of this world. Now, talking about Picasso, one of the principal collections of his work as well is, that's one of the most visited museums in Barcelona, where they have a collection of his works in his formative years particularly.
I think so. I didn't have the chance to go and visit that. But I could really tell that people are very into art, because there's a lot of details on all the houses, and it's very artistic as a city.
Right.
Very,
I mean,
beautiful.
Or the history as well. Like, I mean, the Gothic Quarter, I mean, it's the world's largest collection really in one place of Gothic era architecture in the old, what was the walled city.
Yeah.
Genevieve, how spread out is Barcelona? Is it something you really need a car for, or is you just take the bus into town and you just walk around all day?
I was always traveling by metro, and the metro is very clean, a bit like in Montreal. You know, it's not a strange underground thing. It's very clean, and you can walk a lot too. It's just that some things are very far from one another sometimes. It depends what you want to do, but I was walking a lot in that city, a bit like when I'm in Paris, I walk all the time. So you can walk in Barcelona, and then you can take the metro. I don't think you necessarily need a car. You can really do it by metro and by walking.
Right, and Barcelona has a traffic problem anyway, so a lot of people, when they rent a car in a major European city, they're, you know, they come from Canada or the States, and they look at it and say, oh no, I'm frightened, it's going to be hard for parking, and, you know.
Yeah, and you don't want to lose too much time, you know, looking for a parking spot or being stuck in traffic when it's a beautiful day. You want to be outside walking and enjoying the most that you can. I think sometimes in some cities, like you were saying, I think it's a waste of time to have a car sometimes.
Right, and of course it's easy to get around. There's also a circuit they call the Turistico bus, which runs around every 15, 30 minutes, and it operates on a 2.5-hour loop. If you stayed on the bus the entire length of the trip, it would take you 2.5 hours to get around, but it covers all the main tourist spots, so you can get on and off all through the route and see the sights that you want to see. So
yeah, that's another interesting option. There's something also that I found so beautiful in Barcelona. You have some small mountains in the city, a bit like in Montreal you have Mont Royal. So in Barcelona there's a mountain where you can go, and that's where the Olympic Stadium is. And at one part there's the cemetery. And the cemetery is not like, they're not like the ones we have here, like on a big land, you know, and everything spread out. They're more like boxes, you know. They're like little, like apartment buildings in a way, you know. You have buildings with cubes for the tombs, you know.
Right.
So, but they're overlooking the city. And that was very beautiful. It was not... how could I say, morbid or sad at all to go there. It was very beautiful because there's flowers everywhere, and it's really, as I was saying, on a mountain looking on the city, and it's very, it's like the nicest point of view you can have.
Right, you go up on the two mountains, one on the west side, one sort of on the north side of the city, and you overlook the entire city and overlook the harbor and the port area.
Yeah.
And that gives you the beautiful sort of perspective of where everything is.
Yeah.
And then you head down to the waterfront, and they've really redeveloped, for the Olympics, the waterfront area as a walking area.
Yeah, that's true. It's very incredible. See, it's very beautiful. I would suggest it to anyone. You can have fun there being by yourself, or in a couple, or with the whole family. I think it's a perfect city for traveling.
Right. It doesn't really have to be an expensive city either, because first of all, to get to Barcelona in the high season, prices are around $1,000 plus tax at this time of year.
That's pretty good.
And you know, it's not that's with either Iberia or with British Airways. And hotels, when you get there, you know, for example, a 3-star hotel, like members of the Best Western chain, they're running equivalent of around 85 to 100 US a night, including tax and continental breakfast. And I mean, that's one of the most reasonable prices you'll find.
That's pretty good, yeah.
In the month of July or August. So for summer travelers heading to Europe, Barcelona is a great place. So Genevieve, would you please stay on the line with us? We'll talk about Berlin next.
Okay.
I just want to introduce some of our listeners to some of our sponsors here on Travel World. And if you have any questions about Barcelona or Berlin, give us a call here at Travel World, 790-0600, or toll free for Bell Mobility subscribers at *600. And now summer is bringing the thoughts of hitting the open road. And if your thoughts are turning to getting a new vehicle, there's no better time than now to call Montreal's hottest new and used car long-term leasing specialist, Regal Auto Center, Centre Auto Régal. They're not tied down by any one dealer line. They can put together a made-to-measure lease on any make, any model of new or used car. And by used, I mean low-mileage cars no older than 1991 at very competitive prices. Let Pierre Puteau and Les Pinsky put their 15 years of automobile leasing experience at your full disposal to provide you with the fullest and personalized attention and commitment to making sure you're happy with the highest quality service from first consultation through the length of your lease. And if you mention CIQC and Travel World for the next week, you'll get $500 off your lease contract. So that's extra money in your pocket. Call Les Pinsky or Pierre Puteau today for a no-obligation quotation on your next vehicle. 620-CARS, that's 620-2277, to make your next car acquisition a Regal experience. We're listening here on Travel World to Genevieve Bourne, and she's online talking about some of her favorite places in Europe. And if you'd like information on Barcelona, you can call the Spanish Tourism Office at 416-961-3131, or check out the Barcelona website at www.bcn.es.
And coming up on Travel World for Berlin, we've arranged with the Berlin Museum Office to have Werner Flausgassen to call in, and hopefully he's aware of the time difference, so we'll see if he calls in.
Also, you can call if you've got any questions, 790-0600 or *600 if you're a Bell Mobility subscriber. And we'll take a short break and be right back. Stay listening.
Now you're cooking? Now's the season to enjoy dinners fresh from the sea. Make the most of good things on the barbecue, or enjoy the subtleties of sushi to go. Everything from lobster, because it's lobster festival time, to swordfish, tuna, scallop, snapper, porky, and lots more. And the place to get it all these mouth-watering goodies, is Poissonnerie Sherbrooke, the popular fish market that's been serving you the freshest fish and seafood for 3 decades now. Plus a little help in the way of good advice and a recipe or two. Visit Poissonnerie Sherbrooke, 5207 Sherbrooke West, just east of DeCary.
Happy Father's Day!
Why, thanks, family.
Go on, Dad, open it.
Oh, golly. Men's fashion accessory, perhaps? You shouldn't have. What's this?
It's a cordless phone, hun.
It's not a tie.
No, it's a cordless phone from the Tele Boutique store, and we didn't pay any tax.
Kevin.
It's not a tie.
It's a phone, dear. A phone. This year, give Dad something he can really use. A cordless phone from your Bell Teleboutique store. And don't pay a penny in tax.
It's not a tie!
The Father's Day Cordless Phone Event. June 1st to 30th at your Bell Teleboutique store. Choose from a variety of the latest cordless phones, all tax-free. And don't forget to ask about our special Vista 350 phone offer.
This
isn't a cruel hoax, is it?
No, Dad, it's a phone. A phone.
Make Dad happy. Visit your Bell Teleboutique store today.
It's not a tie.
These days, it pays to be a smart shopper. It pays to look for super value, great buys, and it pays to look at the Salvation Army's discount superstores. Dollars get stretched for clothing for the whole family, a variety of furniture and bric-a-brac. In fact, the Salvation Army will be happy to accept your donations of clothing and household goods. Your chance to help them help others. Call 935-7425 or shop for clothing, furniture, and bric-a-brac at the Salvation Army Discount Superstore in Chamonix at 4305 Sampson near 100th Avenue.
CIQC.
Wow, Dennis and I are lumbadaing in the studio. We're on AM 600 CIQC. Welcome to Travel World with Stephen Pickford, Janice Kirshner, and Willem Backus. And on the line right now, we have Cincy Ron, line two.
Hi, Stephen.
Yes, hi,
I'm
Ron.
William. This is Cincy Ron, a karate instructor from West Island.
Ski.
I'd like to thank you for everything you mentioned on the program.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
We have to thank you, Ron. You've made a big difference for us.
You two fellows have really done a lot in your karate school this year, and I'm hoping to see you in September.
Certainly will.
On it.
I thank you for all your appreciation. And I'd like to ask you a question about Mexico.
Okay,
is
Mexico.
Is it possible you'd be going over Mexico in the future?
Yes,
and program.
I would say in around 3-4 weeks, I would say early July.
Okay.
Early July, we'll be looking at that as a destination.
Okay, I would be very pleased to hear about that, because that's one of my destinations I go to.
Oh, okay, well, keep listening, and after, I know you're heading down that way this summer, so
that's right.
Maybe you can call in at that time and share some of your experiences down there.
I'll do that.
With us here on Travel World, because we're friends sharing travel with friends, and you're certainly one of those friends.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Boy, that karate class was something else yesterday, eh? And even our friend Patella Femoral, he's even this guy is still kind of sore from last night.
Yes, that's good.
Okay,
so thank you very much.
Thank you, Ron.
All the best for your program.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sensei.
Bye-bye.
And we're talking today on Travel World with Genevieve Bourne. And next destination of selection for Eugene was Berlin.
Yeah, Berlin. That was a bit further, because when I go to Europe, I like to go from one city to another, and they're usually pretty close. Berlin is more in the east, so it takes you an extra, you know, amount of time to get there. I went there by train, and that was a good 8 or 9 hours by train. And I wanted to go there because I'm more interested in going in old cities. What I want to see the most when I travel is the architecture. So that's why I've never been yet to South America, for example, because what I want to see is old buildings. That's what I'm into right now. So I wanted to go to Berlin because of all the history of the city and also for the architecture. And when you're in that city, you really feel the background. You really feel what happened in that city, because there are a lot of traces. There are old buildings that have been bombed, for example, that are still there. They've kept a facade of a train station, for example, or of a church that half destroyed. They have been keeping things, maybe to remind people of what happened, and I think that's a good thing, because we should never forget. And there's also the fact that, of course, there's been a wall in that city for many, many years. When I went there, it was in 93, so that was a few years after the wall fell. You could still see pieces here and there of the wall, but mostly it's gone. But there is a no man's land. There is a big part where there is nothing in that city. It's sort of a big line, and you always feel that when you're leaving the west to go to the east, there's going to be an empty land. So you always know when you're crossing where the
right, you know where it was.
You still see where it was, even if it's gone, because there's empty spaces. everywhere.
Right. They haven't really developed that area where the wall was in many places. And there's even a museum. They still call it the Checkpoint Charlie Museum. And you can review the history of the Berlin Wall and about the division
of the people
the
that have succeeded in crossing the wall in going from the east to the west by hiding under a car or doing all kinds of things like that, by digging under the wall. Some people were risking their lives to go on the west side or to go back on the east side to see their family. I don't know. That was, you know, something very very intriguing. So there are museums where you can learn a lot about the history of the wall, like you were saying. And so Berlin is fascinating because you feel the past. It's very present, and there are beautiful monuments. The west is richer than the east part of the city, but the most beautiful monuments and the most beautiful buildings are on the east side, and all the old the opera or all the and these ambassades.
Right, the embassies, the embassy buildings for when Berlin was the capital of Germany.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Berlin is going to be again.
Right, again the capital in 98. They're redeveloping, they're refurbishing the old Reichstag building.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And this is the Reichstag is absolutely beautiful. And Porte de Brandebourg, which is right next to the Reichstag, is very beautiful also. And yeah, so if you go to Berlin now, you'll see a lot of construction cranes everywhere because it's going to be the capital. So there is a lot of things happening, a lot of things moving. But when I went there, it was more quiet. What I found also very beautiful is that there's an island, the L'Île des Musées.
Right, the museum island where they have...
The museum island, yeah. So you have a lot of beautiful museums, and they are in very beautiful old buildings, and there are on an island. I wasn't really sure when I went to Berlin how present water was, but there's this beautiful river all across the city. So you have bridges, and you have this island where you can go visit lots of museums.
Where the museums are all concentrated. Yeah, the Spree River, actually, and here's a fact, has more bridges crossing the Spree River in Berlin than there are in Venice. So no, you don't think of Berlin as being a water city, but it is. One-third of the city area is made up of either woodlands or water. So it's a beautiful city in that regard.
Very, very beautiful, and a lot of things that you can learn in that city. I don't know how much the city is going to change. I hope they're going to keep all the beautiful things. I guess they're just going to make everything look even better, you know. So the west side was, as I was saying, was more beautiful than the east side, because on the east side there's a lot of buildings that they've built it in the 60s or in the 50s that are more linear, you know?
Right.
Plain
buildings. There were the communist era block construction in the east for, you know, apartment buildings and that sort of thing. But because, again, there wasn't the economic development in East Berlin, that's what preserved a lot of the older buildings per se. They did not have the money to redevelop them. Whereas the western side, they were tearing things down and making it more modern.
Yeah.
Genevieve, let's change the subject just a little bit and go towards shopping. I know that when I go traveling, one thing I like to do is hit the shopping aisles, and even our own resident Janice Kirshner here is a professional shopaholic.
Uh-huh, yeah. I'm a pretty good shopper, too.
Tell us a little bit about the shopping, both in Barcelona and Berlin, and what are the great spots to hit for our Montreal travelers?
Well, because of the era we live in, there's not a big difference in the big cities now. You know, you will have all the big stores that you can find in Montreal or in New York or in Los Angeles.
Walmart.
You have beautiful restaurants, French restaurants, Italian restaurants everywhere, and, you know, nice boutiques, nice stores to go buy designer clothes and beautiful clothes, fashion things. So
that's a Gap.
Yeah, you know, there's a Gap in Berlin, and I saw a Gap in Barcelona, you know, and Benetton and all that. So you'll find exactly the same stores. But at the same time, you'll find interesting local designers or local stores with things that you wouldn't find anywhere else.
Like what? What are some of the more unusual things that you've bought that you can only get there?
What I remember was going in some little stores with young designers, and the clothes are just very interesting, you know. So it's worth it to go in little stores and look for the l'artisanat. You know, like handmade things.
Handcrafts.
Handcrafts. Yeah, you go in little stores where they sell things for decoration, for example. You'll find very interesting things.
Do they have like little craft markets where people who do their own crafts, they display their wares and they sell them to the public?
Yeah, in Barcelona, for example, there's a very big avenue where there's a little market, you know, where you can buy fruits and vegetables, but you can also buy little things like that, little souvenirs. And, yeah, so there's a lot of that. Absolutely.
You're like along the La Rambla in Barcelona.
Yeah, exactly.
Every second, you know, block or so, it changes flowers in one area, books in another, antiques in another. So it becomes a very specialized shopping experience.
Absolutely. And everything happens outside, which is very beautiful. It's. I was really serious when I was saying that Barcelona reminded me of Montreal for the lifestyle, because in Montreal, you know, in the summertime when they close the Saint Laurent Street and they take all the tables outside and everyone eats outside and walks on Saint Laurent, I had the same feeling on La Rambla in Barcelona.
Yeah, like a pedestrian mall, some kind of thing. Just like here in Verdun, we have ourselves on Wellington Street, we got the pedestrian mall and a sidewalk sale. And then even Janice, when she walked in, her heart was beating about 50 times faster, I think.
She's really into shopping. Eh?
Oh yeah, well, a lot of people I know are that way, even myself included. I got to keep myself away from the store. So,
I'll just put you on. We'll continue our discussion in 1 minute, but I also just want to lead into remind our listeners that you know, I don't know whether you have a pet, Genevieve, but vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision what to do with your pet. So that's why I'm pleased to introduce our listeners to Auberge VIP, where they offer a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. They have a variety of suite sizes available for canine guests designed to provide privacy, while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, they invite you to call them to visit their facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653. Also, before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sport Sac, Kipling, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
You're listening to AM 600, and this is Travel World. If you have any questions, you can call 790-0600, whether it be about Barcelona or Berlin, or points in between. What the heck? We'll be right back. Stay listening.
Monday, June 2nd, is Election Day. To find out where and when you vote, refer to the Confirmation of Registration Notice sent to you by Elections Canada. If you have not received the notice, it means your name is not on the list of electors. You can still register and vote on Election Day, but be sure to bring identification that shows your name, address, and signature. For more information, please contact Elections Canada at 1-800-463-6868. Your vote is your say.
Okay, let's talk mattress sale. Better yet, let's talk Sears-Apedic mattress sale. Oh, you're going to love this. Because right now, you can get a pocket coil mattress and box spring in double or queen size starting at just $598. But the savings don't stop there. Because right now, you can beat the GST or use your Sears card and pay interest-free until $19.99. Details in store. Okay, enough talking. Just get to Sears, because that's where you can always expect more.
Show me.
It's commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease after its best-known victim. It's a progressive, fatal, neuromuscular disease, and once diagnosed, the patient's life expectancy is 2 to 5 years. But now, research is raising hopes for an effective treatment. On Saturday, June 7th, an information day on ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease is to be held at Ruby Foo's, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Keynote speakers, lunch, workshops, and access to patients and physicians are all included. For information, call 398-5382.
CIQC.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat. Full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be. From Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network. And we're back here on Travel World on AM 600. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus and Janice Kirshner.
I'd like to remind our listeners that this is a call-in show, so if you have any questions for Stephen, Janice, or myself, please do call in at 790-0600. That's 790-0600. I'd like to introduce you to the latest play coming from Janice Kirshner. It's something called Same Great Taste. She did a sketch, a play before called The Female Bondage, Lashed But Not Leashed. This is sketches, songs, and stand-up comedy, cosmopolitan comedy. I don't know if she's making fun of the magazine or not. And is even kosher.
That's a direct quote.
Anyway, she has invited us all to the Wednesday, June the 18th performance at 4 p.m. because we got to fill that place up. And I got to give out these brochures to just about everybody I've ever met. So great. I think I'm going to have to rent out a printing press for a little while. So
that'd be nice.
Janice, good luck with your show.
Thank you.
I really wish you all the success.
That's part of the Fringe Festival. And just to let people know that the Fringe Festival runs noon to midnight from June 14th to the 22nd and is a wonderful event. 50 companies from all over the place, and just come to support everything. Because no show is more than $8, you can really take a chance and see all kinds of stuff and support all kinds of theater companies.
You going to let me in for free on my birthday?
The
16th.
So.
Oh, come on, Janice.
we're
for the power of the press, eh? Gee whiz.
Power of the press. Show your press card.
Actually, you know, I had a question about Barcelona. All I hear about Barcelona, aside from the fact that it's beautiful and all that, is the crime. The crime. The crime. Now, I know we don't necessarily want to talk about the horrible things, but
well,
I think it's something on your mind, you know?
Well, that's something that I didn't talk about because I didn't really notice any bad situation, but I could really tell you that there are some little streets where I wouldn't have dared walking. So you have to be careful, like in any city, you know. There are some areas where you can feel that maybe it's more dangerous. So don't play with fire and don't go in little streets that are dark where you feel that there could be strange things happening. So, but it's not, you know, it's not New York City neither, you know. It's not that dangerous.
And it's clean.
It's very clean. It smells good. There's du jasmin. How do you call that?
Yeah.
The jasmine,
The trees.
It smells so good. It's incredible. So it's a clean city. People are very nice. And as I was saying, it's just here and there, you know, you can feel that there are some areas where you shouldn't go at night. But that's like in any other city. It's not worse than a lot of cities.
No, that's, I mean, it's a city of population 2 million, and the same Berlin is a population of 3.5 million. So anytime you go to any major city, you know, there's always going to be a bit of a crime problem. But I mean,
there's always going to be dangerous areas. You just have to know, and you just have to be aware.
You have to be aware of your surroundings. And also, it's always good to ask, for example, at the hotel you're staying at, what area should I avoid? Have them circle it on a map of the city for you and get any tips.
Yeah, absolutely.
As to where you should be walking, where you shouldn't be, what...
Absolutely. But like when I was in Berlin, I discovered it myself. I was walking in the east part of the city, and then at one point I entered a street, and there was only strange people looking at me, a lot of punks and a lot of people that looked really tough, and I just walked back.
Yeah, that was me, Genevieve.
That was you! You scared me.
Yeah.
What about...
You know, you can feel it. You just don't... stay there too long. You feel there's you're not at the right place, so you just leave.
Yeah, no, that's the best advice that we can give anyone.
That and pack a big gun. What about the, culturally speaking in Barcelona?
Janice, we're Canadian, for goodness sakes.
We are peace-loving people.
It's an épée. Have an épée at your side instead.
Like long épée for the block.
The cultural side of Barcelona, mm-hmm. I mean, it's incredible how everything is... You see it, you know. You see it on the street, you know. There's music everywhere. There's art galleries everywhere, and the architecture, you know, is so amazing. You know, just going to visit all the things that Gaudi did is an incredible architecture and artistic trip. This is the thing that I would suggest anyone to do is buy a little book that tells you all the things that Gaudi, the architect Gaudi, did in this city, and you'll spend 2 days. Looking for those things, and it's like a treasure hunt. It's so beautiful. It's amazing, you know?
Right, because Barcelona, it's an architectural dream, because first of all, you have the Gothic architecture, then you have Gaudi's work, you have the largest collection of Romanesque art mm-hmm. in the world is located in Barcelona and the vicinity. 1,900 churches, 200 castles just in the Barcelona area, the Catalan region. And then... as well, it was where the birth of modernism in architecture, when Gaudi, as a member of the modernist movement, developed in the 1800s. So, you know, it's something of really three styles that you can see in one destination. I don't think you can say that
of a lot of other cities.
No, about another number of other cities, no.
Are we talking about Gaudi or Gaudi? I mean, sounds a little bit like a font list on my computer, for goodness sakes. Roman, Gaudi.
Yeah, Antonio Gaudi, that's the
Gaudi.
G-A-U-D-I.
Yeah. I think the word Gaudi came from that, from him.
Lots of gold and purple and stuff. Good and great.
Yes.
That's something that is Gaudi.
Orange,
yeah. It could,
yes.
Very well could be, when you look at word origins, I think that would be... Well, because of the type of buildings he was building,
yes.
with the molten lava, something looked gaudy.
Opulence.
No, it's not that it's opulence. It's that it's excessive. It's
excessive.
Extravagant.
Extravagant, excessive.
I think it
now,
did.
Where's Peter when
out.
We need the world book, eh?
Yeah.
Or
but
Edisus.
I like that. You know, he was not afraid to just...
Oh, yeah.
The way he was imagining things in his head, houses or buildings or churches, he would just do it. And everyone would say, well, that's impossible. And he would say, well, you'll see if it's impossible. And everything seems to be holding, you know, nothing has collapsed yet, not that I know.
No, I mean...
Not like the Big O, huh?
Not like the Big O.
I know, everything is, I mean, it's a sight to be, it's sight to behold, because, again, it's lasted for over a century already, and he used a lot of strong materials, a lot heavy in stone, and the early uses of concrete as well, so...
The only problem that I saw was that he used a lot of ceramic.
Right, ceramics, yeah.
Ceramics, and those, you know, of course, with time have been, you know, broken or, you know, vanished, the colors or, you know...
Yeah, they start to fade. Ceramics fade and they chip away. They do not.
They've been chipping away. So I think they're trying to repair that, you know, but that's the more fragile aspect of his work. You know, he's got a lot of little details like that that can be destroyed with the time.
Right, with time. Now, there is a ceramics museum itself. There are over 40 museums in Barcelona, so you'd say it's a cultural city, but I mean, it really is, because 40 museums in a city of 2 million people, ceramics museum, ceramics playing a very big part in the local architecture, and they have a ceramics museum with Arabic pieces right from the end of the 12th century and glazed Spanish ceramics right through the 19th and 20th century. So.
Genevieve, if you had to sum it up, really, coming back from Barcelona and Berlin, what would you say, if you take with you, is the number one thing you remember, your favorite, best part of each trip?
Well, my favorite part of Barcelona is being on a terrace in a restaurant next to the sea, with beautiful music and eating seafood and seeing beautiful people around me with a smile. It's really a city where people seem to be so happy and enjoying life. It's really a place where you can enjoy life. Berlin is more a troubled city. Berlin is more a place where you go to remember and to understand history. To understand things, so it's more a dramatic trip. It's more of a dramatic aventure to go in Berlin. You know, it's not light. Mm-hmm. Barcelona is a very light city. You can just go there and relax and visit, and everything is beautiful and people are nice. Mm-hmm. Berlin is a different atmosphere, totally. I'm not saying that you'll be depressed when you'll go to Berlin, but...
No, but it's sobered up somewhat, yeah. Because
it's an interesting combination. You might want to do Berlin first.
Yeah, and lighten up on your way back, have a good time. Then,
Yeah, and in Berlin, it's another time, and once again, it's an architecture trip also. Well, that's what I'm interested in. So you walk a lot and you go see all the monuments, but the atmosphere is going to be very dramatic in a way.
Is there much evidence of the Bauhaus architecture left?
A bit that I saw, but especially way older stuff.
Right. Well, we're going to take a short break in a second. Please stay with us, Genevieve. Before we go to the break, I want to remind people that we're spending a lot of time today planning our annual vacation. But instead of putting all that time into planning our vacation, we should be also looking at putting some of that time into planning our financial future. No other time in history has advanced planning for retirement being so important. And that's why I let my buddy Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put his years of expertise and their whole firm's years of expertise at my service to combat the information overload of investment options, to tailor a portfolio to meet my needs, and they can do the same for you. It's never too early to start planning for your 97 taxes just by reviewing the tax you're paying on investment income. For instance, you might be paying $50 in tax on each $100 of interest income, an amount that could be reduced by up to half by earning that same $100 via dividend income. More money in your pocket for the nicer things in life, like travel. And that's something that Bill Wisnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services can sit down with you to discuss in greater depth. In this regard, the Guardian Group of Funds offers the perfect product with its Guardian Monthly High Income Fund, designed to provide a high level of predictable monthly after-tax income while employing the risk control strategies for which Guardian is known. Call Bill Wisnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, for a free financial planning consultation and to learn more about reducing your taxes on investment income. Diversifolio, investing to outperform.
Ow!
XWA comes back to haunt us at TBU.
Oh, man. We will be...
Janice,
like
you gotta watch
the head. We're going to take a short break on AM 600. If you've got any questions about Barcelona or Berlin, do give us a call, 790-0600. Coming up, travel horror story. Stay listening.
And that's...
The following prices are so shocking they may not be suitable for young children. If you're currently operating a motor vehicle, please pull over to the side of the road until this commercial has finished.
This week at Metro, Boeuf Mérite boneless round steak $1.79 a pound. DeLille yogurt 175-gram container, 3 for 99 cents. Bing cherries from California $1.89 a pound.
We thank you for your cooperation and sincerely regret any inconvenience these prices may have caused. Metro, grocers by profession.
To meet the growing demand, this spring, Bro & Martineau is offering you a unique selection of durable aluminum patio furniture, guaranteed against rust for 7 years. No more stains and signs of daily wear. Bro & Martineau's selection of patio furniture requires very little maintenance. Come and visit today and get a 7-piece green textured set for only $5.99. Take it home today and pay only in April 98. That's right, deck out your summer with patio furniture now available at Bro & Martineau.
Okay, kids, ready for PJC days?
Yes!
Where's the Jean Coutu flyer?
Here, Mom!
And it's filled with great specials.
300 mils of Timotei shampoo or conditioner, only $1.39. And a jumbo pack of Personnel disposable diapers, only $9.99.
Wow!
And look at this, Mom!
Hurry, Max! PJC days will be over!
Wait, haven't we forgotten something?
Dad!
Just direct your feet to the Jean Coutu side of the street.
CIQC.
'99 Luftballons over the wall in Berlin. Yeah, this is Hans and Franz circling the globe with, well, Genevieve, it was nice having you on the show.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure for me to talk about those cities with you. And I'm looking forward to travel again this summer. I would love to go to Italy and to Prague.
Right, those are two very interesting places, and we'd like to have you back when you get back from Italy, when you get back from Prague.
And investigate the unbearable lightness of being.
Yes!
No, you're certainly welcome to be back and share those experiences with us, and I think we are also planning for September, October. I was talking to you, we'll be doing London, England, another one of your favorite cities. So.
Oh, London was so amazing. I would go there any time.
Okay, we've got one caller. Maybe he wants to talk to you, so we'll leave you on the line for just 1 second. Let's take a caller. Line two.
Peter?
Hello.
Hi, you got a question?
I have a question. I was just wondering about, first of all, Genevieve, I've always enjoyed watching you on Music Plus.
Okay.
And since you've been to Berlin and to Barcelona, can you tell us about the weather? What can you expect? When is a good time to go? Is there a time to avoid going?
Well, I went to Barcelona in summertime. It was in June, and it was very beautiful. It's, warmer than Montreal, or a bit like Montreal when it's finally beautiful. Barcelona was more, I went there in the summertime, too, and it was less beautiful. It's a bit gray, I would admit. But mostly, those cities are not very cold. You know, in the summertime, you'll be fine for sure. So I couldn't say exactly how it is in September, for example, because both times I went, it was around June or July, and it was beautiful. But Barcelona is right next to the sea, you know, so it's very beautiful all the time, I think, in the summer.
Oh. Right, you get those temperate climates. I think May to October, you can't go wrong, in either destination. Those are the good times from May to October.
Just avoid hurricane season, right, Peter? speaking of hurricane season, it begins this Sunday. So I guess those of you who are planning a trip to North Carolina, as we said last week, your time has run out. You only had 6 days.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Well, you won't hit hurricanes in Barcelona or in Berlin. So I know it's been a pleasure talking to you today, Genevieve. And
okay.
As I say, we'll talk to you about Italy and Prague and head off to London together in the future.
And on this segment,
I would love to go to London again. Okay, so take care, and thanks for having me on the show today.
Thank you,
Genevieve.
Goodbye.
And
bye.
On this segment of Travel World, we're asking you for our travel horror stories.
And the German National Tourist Office, also in Toronto, is 416-968-1570.
A lot of people are kind of checking things out on the web, so the website for Barcelona.
Website for Barcelona, www.bcn.es. And Berlin is www.berlin.de. So very easy ones to remember. Barcelona's is the city code for the airport, and then just Berlin as well. So those are places where you can get more information. And we've been talking this week about places that you fly to. Next week we'll be talking about Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, a place where you might want to drive to because weekends are for discovery and excitement awaits out there. There's no better way to access that excitement than with Enterprise Rent-A-Car's great weekend rates, which start at just $19.99 with 300 free kilometers per day for a subcompact. Of course, you can always get a larger car, a 4x4, a wagon, a minivan, any new late model 97 cars for just slightly more. Take whatever size of group that you have to transport. Not just for weekend getaways. Just think of when a car from Enterprise would come in handy for transporting your out-of-town visitors this summer, or for use around town to save mileage on your own car. They've got 18 offices in the Montreal area. They'll pick you up at your home, office, repair shop, your choice. Just call 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. That's 1-800-736-8222 for the office nearest you. When you pick Enterprise, they'll pick you up for a weekend of discovery. As I say, next week we'll be talking about Philadelphia, and both Willem and I and one of our regular contributors as well from the Suburban, Peter Solvay, have all been to Philadelphia. It's a wonderful city, a city of history. Genevieve likes historical cities, and we have a historical
love
city.
Love to go there. Stephen and I actually did the Rocky Run up the Art Museum.
Up the steps, that's something to see as well. It is a city with great dining, from Philly steaks to Italian to Chinese. People think of going to New York and think of going to Boston as close by places, but Philadelphia, the second largest city in America on the East Coast, and really it's got so much, and it is only around 6-7 hour drive away from here. So we'll be looking at that because it's one of those places that is so close to home yet so undiscovered.
Philadelphia is for me.
Philadelphia is for me. It is the city of brotherly love. You've got a friend in Pennsylvania.
But don't love me too
say.
Much, Stephen.
Do you not have any horror stories?
Oh, we have plenty of horror stories, but we'd like to hear from you, the listeners. Please call in, 790-0600. I would like to hear some horror stories.
If anyone has a horror story.
Is there one they can fax to you?
Yeah, fax them to me during the week.
Sure.
Give me a fax, 626-3138. And they can also email me. My email address is travelworld, that's all one word in lowercase letters, at reporters.net. So again, it's an easy address to remember, and you can send me your stories. We'll recount some of them on the air and talk about that on a future edition.
Should we tell them about the time that we ran out of gas with a busload of journalists in the middle of the red light district?
Yeah, we've got around 2 minutes.
See, I think you got to give a horror story since we're asking people for theirs. Come on.
Set the
example.
I let Willem, we had a van. We were talking about traveling in Europe, so we had a van.
We never stopped for gas.
We never stopped. Uh-huh. We drove all around Belgium. And of course, when you have a van, it's not have unlimited mileage does not mean unlimited.
Well, it's got one of those like 0.2 European engines. You figure this thing would go on forever, like little Coxo 49,
Belgium,
you know?
But of course, we end up running out of gas.
Midnight.
Downtown Ghent at around midnight or 1 in the morning in the red light district. And luckily, we were nearby.
Luckily, you're all guys. So it was fun.
Well, no.
There were a few others aboard.
I'm scared.
Who were scared. And, you know, I mean, hey, we had some anchor women aboard. And, I mean, they didn't have their teleprompters. So they were really, they didn't know what to do. And so we ran out of gas. Luckily, we were near a...
We had to go to the Ibis Hotel, get a piece of cardboard.
Got a piece of cardboard.
Used
got,
a funnel.
Got a can of soft drink, emptied it so that we could have a funnel. Got a bucket that they'd use for cleaning
ice
solution. Went to a 24-hour gas station, a mobile station that only accepted credit cards or cash and these automatic dispensers. Filled up the bucket, went back.
Had to get change for a few francs.
Yeah, Belgian francs. Headed back and got enough gas to do us to the next day. So it wasn't really a horror story, but it shows that you have to be well prepared, plan well, and always be prepared. So if you fax me, if you email me, we'll talk about some of your stories on a future edition of Travel World.
Well, gee whiz, if you want a travel horror story, just fly Midway. I'm glad they're gone, for goodness sakes. As Jay Rubenstein once said, you tweet people like crap, they're going to tweet you back.
And ML stood for meal less, money loser, might leave, and mighty late. And they don't serve Montreal anymore.
We tell it like it is on Travel World.
We tell it like it is, and we'll tell you about Philadelphia the way it is next week here on AM 600.
That's
Thanks
right.
Thanks for joining us.
Travel World, every Saturday, noon to 1. Stay listening to AM 600.
This is AM 600, CIQC.